Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We're holding today the Fayyad Aleph, but we're really on Ayin Hamid Beis by the two dots. The Mishnah told us that the things that we're not allowed to eat as a part of the Yisr of Chadash, part of the Yisr of Chadash are the Chameshas Bidei Dagon. We learn out different, the drushes where we have from the dinim of lechem that include matzah, that include challah, and that include chadash also. And therefore what it tells us is that, whether it's chitim or sa'irim, or they're told us. Maybe we close, not really told us, but there are minim that are similar. The Gemara, the way the Bavli holds over here, Kusmin is a bit chitim, Anshemel Shul Mishipun is a bit sa'irim, and another thing that we have is that they're mitzarim ugabi chala. One of the things that we mentioned yesterday was, eclair, whether or not Kusmin and Shibalashul and Shipun, whether they have the status of being Zion Minim, from the Zion Minim. Would you bring Bikurim for that? We said that was a big Machlaikas Rishaydim. The Machlaikas Rishaydim that we have in Sachem. Actually, not a Machlaikas Rishaydim, but it's a Machlaikas of Arshom and of Yeshua, and we bring a Raya, and my Sefer bring a Raya from, that Nusach and Taisa Rush in Sachem and Daf Lamed Zayin on the top of the Lamed Zayin of the base, whether or not that has, you can bring it for Bikurim or not. That's what we saw here, there, and that Taisa the Marsha, around the Rashash, the different discussions the Kabe this did. or, let's say you want to bring Kusmin for a Karban Mincha. Barbara, can you bring Kusmit for a carbon mitcha? And that we said that there's a Mefershi Rishalmi in Challah that you're not allowed to do that. Exactly. So to what extent your Medaba Kusmit, the Chitim, that already is a big issue that we have, a Machlaikis that we have, whether or not it Mamish has Dinim of Chitim, it even has Dinim of Zayin Minim. What Bracha Achrayna would you make on it? What bracha achrayna would you make on it? So then above bracha achas made shalish, or you don't make a bracha achas made shalish. Exactly, what do you have? What do we have here? Yeah, of course. Yeah. And then we have that we learn out lechem lechem bechala also. We want to know, what do we learn out from lechem? It has to be able to come lidei chametz. These Iris V'daychet do not come l'day chametz, according to the Chachamim who argue on Rabbi Yechida ben Nuri, that Rabbi Yechida ben Nuri is brought there in Sachet, and therefore that's one of the dinim that we have to have a come l'day chametz. If not, so it doesn't have a shem lechem. Of course, the big problem, one of the problems that we have is, what does it mean that it has to come l'day chametz? For example, we have, let's say you did it, b'yayin shemen u'dvash. You needed it. So there we hold, especially the way we held, we had the Gemara before, that the Gemara says, bei peres ein machbitzin. So, als bei peres ein machbitzin, l'chayre would be a davar pashut, that you cannot be yitzim matzah like that. Really, maybe you shouldn't be able to be chayv and challah like that. Yet the Gemara says by matzah, why are you not allowed to do it? Because it's matzah ashira, lechem ayni. What do you mean? Why do you need lechem ayni for? Why don't you say it's not lechem or more? Why don't we say that it's not chayv and challah? Yet the Shulchan Aruch baskets, and if you're lush, you deal with baked peiros, you make a cake, you make cookies. Case like that. So it is chayv and challah. It's chayv and challah. Why is it chayv and challah? Why didn't you say, may peir say machbitzin? The same way that we learned out lechem lechem. that it doesn't have a Shem Lechem because it's not able to come Lidei Chibutz. It doesn't have a Shem Lechem Ligabi Chala either. And Chala needs a Shem Lechem. This is a big machlokes of Rishonim between the Ra'an and the Ramban, whether or not, to what extent we have that Rasha, that's the come Lidei Chibutz. Is it merely a Simen, a Min, Ligabi, grains and chitim, so Aaron Kuzmich will show the sheepun, because they can't come lidei chametz. These are grains that come lidei chametz. Even if you need them in a way where it's not going to come lidei chametz, it's still able to have the Shem Lechem. And therefore, it will have the Shem Lechem even through Mei Peres, even though Mei Peres are Ein Machbisin. You would need a svara of lechem oini to be mabayit matzah shira. Because without matzah shira, it would qualify for lechem, even though b'payol, it's not going to come lidei chametz because you needed it with bay peris. That's according to the Ran. According to the Rabban has to come on to the fact, the only reason why you need it is only where you mix the bay peris together with water. You made it together with water, then it's able to come lidei chibutz, and for that you need the svara of matzah shira. Because that you need not only is the drasha that has to come amid that can't come lidei chametz. You need papayel that it should come lidei chametz, and therefore that would really only be shayach when you have water. If you don't have water, it wouldn't. If you're gonna, now the question that we have is, according to the Ramban, what would happen by Chala? If by Chala you need Bepoyo, why is it that it's going to be Chayiv and Chala? That's one question. We'll have to deal with it, but of course it's by Chala, not only by Chala. The problem we have is by the Yisr Chodesh. Because let's say when we have Lechem, that we learned out, it has to be the same thing by Chala. Let's say you want to say it's going to be Yisr by Chodesh. Let's say you would want to use Chodesh in a way where you did it with May Paris. It came coming de chibutz. So that such cases that doesn't qualify for the din lechem. It doesn't qualify for the din lechem by chala. It won't qualify for lechem by chadish. So why should it be us or why should it be chayim and chala? That's a question we'll hopefully deal with this. Because we'll see coming up lechem b'kali b'char b'loy sechlo. That's to bring the Eimer. But the Yisr Chodesh is without lechem kali. You don't need kali for that. For the lechem, we talk about Chodesh, and Chodesh is going to be also by all Chodesh, it's me, they dug on. As long as it qualifies for lechem. So the kasha is, we have to learn that. Where do we learn it out from? We learn it also from matzah, challah, like we'll see coming up, and therefore, l'chayre, it's going to be not the same din, the same kasha that we would have by challah. We're going to have it coming up also by Chodesh. So over here, grains are also usher. Yeah, the grains are also going to be usher if you eat them like they are. But that's all part of the problem. Why? Yeah, let's see why. We'll come to there why with this is going to be a problem according to the Ramban. What? Yeah. Well, this will come up now. We're holding it out by the two dots now, but let's see more. When it comes to challah, you can have all these grains that they're mitzaref. Ana, matzvua, makmacha, matzvitzekis, mitzaref and zeimzeh. The tvua, if you have it in the form of kemach, form of the form of dough, they're all mitzaref to be chayiv and challah. And the ma'i hilchos amar avchana and the Indian chadash. So it says, what does it mean, the Mishnah? L'igam e'chadosh, they can be mitzarev to a shear. Rav Yosef Omar, l'idin chametz b'Pesach. You can have it's legeya, l'idin of chametz on Pesach. All comes l'idei chibutz. So, you can be mitzarev all of them together for the Yisra chametz. And Rav Papa Omar, l'idin ma'isr sheni, the yachil le'chutz l'chayma, the right shear, he's lucky. And Rabba Abad, Lady Tumasaychlin, the Kab Ashmelon, the Tvua, or Kabachim, Dumya the Mitzekis, Ma hasam, it's the uchla beyene, avacha nami uchla beyene. As long as you have it to echel, that's be'en, it has a shem of being an echel, and therefore has to be seichlin. Vatanya chita, avtanya chita bein klufa, bein sheina klufa. Whether it is peeled or whether it's not, it's tarefes. Sa'ira, on the other hand, sa'ira, it's klufa. If it's peeled, then it's mitzaref. On the other hand, if it has a shell on it, she'ena klufa, ain't a mitzarefes. So the ini, v'hatana, devei Rabbi Yishmael. What do you mean? It says, achol zeres eimru asher yisareya. Kedem shmini yadam, leitzim lizriya. Which means what? Chita b'klipasa. Usa'ira b'klipasa. Ba'adashin b'klipasa. You, the din is that they're all mitzvah there also. Kol zeres eimru asher yisareya. It has a din of the eichel. Even in a case where it has the shell on it, now you're telling me by barley, it has only b'makom where it's not like, Hashem ha-malachus ha-bi-yavashis. Makes a difference. Ha-malachus ha-bi-yavashis. Rashi comes and tells us, malachus mitztarfais, because it has a din of a shomer. The bald, it's a shomer for the pre, if it's soft, then the whole thing has a shem of being an eichel. On the other hand, if it's yavashis, lo avi shomer, why? The mifrachim and afli, because it's brittle, breaks apart, and it's not a shomer. Or another shot, but that lachas chazia klipasa lecho. Maybe it's because just by the shell, it's edible. Da dain rakasei, they're soft. V'se shabati. Lashon shabati kashili on a kaimelon shemir mitzdar for the tumas soichlin. It's mitzdar for tumas soichlin. Yeah, according to lashon shabati, have a problem that which we learn is shemir mitzdar for the tumas soichlin. Because says it's gonna really it's mitzdar for everything, even for the kabbalah's tumah itself. It doesn't make a difference. There's not mechal between lach or yavesh. But Al-Kabot, this is the din that we have over here. The Gabi, what we're saying that it's a bit starif. Basur b'chadosh b'lifnei ha-pesach, b'nani b'ili, amr b'shvokish. Now, it's also chadosh before Pesach, b'nani b'ili. How do you know that this is a chadosh? We learn that lechem lechem. Here comes the Rashi. Lechem lechem. Lechem koli mecharbel. Leisechlu. Ma matzah. Chameshis minim. It comes from chameshis aminim. Velo oiris v'deichen. Afchadish nabi. Chameshis aminim. Visulo. It's only the Chameshis Aminim, Visulo. Because that's what we learned, that's a min of Lechem. That was what we asked. What do you mean? According to the Ramban, it's not just coming to tell me the min. It's coming to tell me that it has to, why this min different than everything else? Because it comes Lidei Chibutz. Now, according to the Ramban, it's the Drushes not only because it comes Lidei Chibutz. Because it came Lidei Chibutz. So why do you know, why would you say then that Chodesh is going to be also before it actually came Lidei Chibutz? You don't say it by Chal, I have the same problem. What exactly is this Gzeres Shove? Is the Gzeres Shove a min that potentially can come Lidei Chibutz? You don't need to come Lidei Chibutz. The Ramban says, why would it come out? Why do you need? You're trying to find a svara. You're trying to find a svara. Why, if you're lush, chameshes b'nei dagon with yayin, shemen, and dvash, you can't use it for a matzah. Says, why not use it? Well, he says, because of a reason, because it's matzah shira. Says, what do you need that? It's not lechem. It's not lechem at all, because in order to be considered lechem, it has to be needed in a way where it can come lidei chibutz. You needed it with yayin, shemen, and dvash. It's not lechem. Why would you think that it's matzah? Matzah has to be lecha. It has to be lecha ma'ini. If it's not a kabli day chibutz, but poyel, Rabban says that it's not going to be chametz, and it's not going to be lechem. So what do you mean for matzah shira? Da'al me'achal holdin matzah shira. It's not lechem at all. Rabban has to come onto a terrace. You know why it is? It's going to be, it does come with day chibutz. Because talking about dinner with water. Like the Rabban himself, who holds this way, not like the Ran, not like the Ran, we have two problems. One is chala. Chala, let's say in the case where you needed it with Beit Paris. Beit Machbitzin.
Pure
Beit Paris. The din is, let's assume it's Shulchan Aruch, we pass it like this. It's Machlokes HaRishayim. But according to what will happen to Machlokes HaRishayim, the Rosh is, hope that's going to be a Drabbanin, the Shach, hope for Halacha, it's a somewhat of a suffocant without a prophet. But according to the Ramban, the way the Ramban learns what happens by Chala, if you did it with Beit Paris, it says Beit Paris, the din is, even without water, that's going to be Chayav and Chala. Even though it's not right for Chavetz, by Chavetz you have the same thing. It's true that Avada, you can't eat the grains by themselves, Avada, you don't have to have it. The question is why not, if that's part of the Gzera Shava, then you have to have it by lechem, after all. We're saying over here, by matzah, that in order for it to be considered lechem, it has to be, not just according to the Rabbah, one of these meaning. In order to be considered lechem, it has to be one of these meanim that are needed with water where it can come lidei chametz. Okay, so now what are you going to say in the coming, the things you learned out from matzah? I think Zera Shavi should say the same thing. That's Rabban's kasha. So say the same thing. You have the same thing by Chal, you have the same thing by Chodesh. Say the same thing. Why is the din not like that? This is a kasha. That's a kasha.
What's the answer? It's too fundamental. What's the answer?
That's the answer. I thought I wanted you to think about it.
He gives an answer. I just don't remember it.
No. The Rabban says.
The Rabban doesn't. He has to.
Huh?
He has to give an answer. I mean, it's too fundamental.
Question. Yeah. But the Rabban doesn't. The Rabban has the kasha. Why did to his kasha? Why do you need a svar of lechamaydi? He says right. He makes it with water also. That's how he answer deals with this issue. But the question is, if I said the same thing by Chal. Said the same thing by lechem.
By lechem.
But that, it's really not such. The reason lechem. Why, if you're going to be chayev in challah, at what point are you? Let's say when we talk about matzah coming lidei chibutz. Let's say you went, you needed it. Yeah, the whole thing is a dough already. You're holding it ready before the afiyah. All right. Is it what determines whether after the afiyah, where it became baked already, whether or not it's eligible for the mitzvah of matzah, whether it can come with dechemitz? How much latitude do you have in order to say it's eligible for matzah? Well, it can come with dechemitz until the end of afiyah. That's quite a long time from the time you start. Harvesting it really to all the time of the afiyah. You have the time that's as long as it comes with the chibutz. That's when it comes to shem where it's eligible. When you talk about whether it's chayav and chala, at what point is it going to be chayav and chala? Right by the gilgal. You don't have that latitude that you have by matzah. At that point, by matzah, does it have to come with the chibutz? No, you have a long. It can come with the chibutz later. At that point, there's no din over there that has to come with dechibutz. Therefore, it can't be a diet of the lamed that did the iskidon, the lamed can't be more chaver than the malamed. If until the gilgal, it doesn't have to come with dechibutz. By chala, it won't have to come with dechibutz either. Or by chadash, it won't have to come with dechibutz. When's the iser going to apply? Before? No, you can't say anything by matzah. What are you going to say? Has to come with dechibutz right away? My matzah doesn't have to come with the dechemitz right away. You have such a long period, a latitude, that it can come with the dechemitz. This can't be any more chomer than the malamed. The etzem kasha that we have from here, Rabbi Chanan S and Kavit Shiurim and Pesach on the Rabban. I think this is the Mahalach. And then my Sefer, I say it like this also. Okay, but this is really the Tzuras HaDvarim, what it would be. The Asura Mechadish Melifnei HaPesach, how do you know? I'm Rish Lakish. Asya Lechem Lechem Imatzah, because it has to mimic the way it is by Matzah. Melitza Lifnei HaOmer. There's another Isser to harvest it before the Omer. Minad Emili. How do you know that there's an Isser Tzira before the Omer? Minad Emili Omer Rabbi Yechanan Asya Reishis Reishis Mechala. But you learn a Reishis Reishis. From Reishis HaRishos Sechem, it says by Chala. And over here, it says, and over here also it says the Reishis. Reishis, Reishis Tzirchem El HaKoyim. Right. It's Reishis Tzirchem. Also Reishis, Reishis my kind of the Omer. All right. What does it mean, kind of the Omer? Kind of the Omer could mean you're not allowed to harvest it before the Omer. What part of the Omer? Before you bring the Korban Omer? Before you harvest the Omer? What is to do about the Omer that will determine what the Isra over here is? That's because we said we don't know what the Mishnah is. It doesn't say what part of the Omer. The first thing, you cannot allow to harvest it before you harvest the Omer. You're allowed to harvest it after the harvest of the Omer for the Akrav. That, yeah. But you can't harvest it before you harvest the Omer.
Well, you can't consume it.
Not consumption. You can't consume it. That's something else. Well, what we're talking over here is you can't harvest it before the Omer. Before the harvest of the Omer. See the Rashi over here a minute. Koinem, Tziras HaOmer. You see that? The Rashi. My Koinem LeOmer, Tiktani Masvisim, the Asura Mechadash Lifnei HaOmer. What does it mean? They're Asur Mechadash before the Omer. Koinem, Tziras HaOmer. Kind of serious Omer. Abaliyahak serious Omer. Kind of serious, you can eat it after the tzira. But first we're talking about the Isra of Achilu. Again. It says you can't eat it. Before you cut it, or it means before you bring it. So we're saying what? Rabbi Yainabak, before you harvest it, you can't eat it. Once you harvest it, you can eat it. Rabbi Yisri bar Zavda bar Kaidim Havos Omer. Now, Tanad Asur Mechadish Lifnei HaPesach, the Linkzar Lifnei HaOmer. You also are not allowed to harvest it, that we're saying, before the Omer. Now, Mishlevel about the Omer Kaidim Havos HaOmer. So what will the Mishnah then be telling us? Two things. You can't eat it before the bringing of the Omer. And then it says, you can't harvest it before the harvest of the Omer.
Well, the Mishnah says Pesach. What's the Mishnah to
tell us? Yeah, yeah.
Well, the Mishnah says Pesach. It doesn't say Omer.
Yeah, it says what? That Asurim B'chadash Lifnei Pesach, that's A.
Right.
And then it's also Melitzar Lifnei Omer. If you're going to learn it means before the Havah, it's really saying the same thing. Before the Havah of the Omer, you're not allowed to eat it, nor are you allowed to harvest it. That's what we'll mean, if you mean that. If that's what it means. All right, so that's why it doesn't just combine the whole thing. And maybe you'll say that before the Havah, before the Havah of the Omer, you're not allowed to eat it. Now what? Now before the harvest, you're not allowed to harvest it. That's why you didn't combine it to two separate things. Well, let's say it means you're not allowed to eat it before the ktsira. So you're not allowed to eat it before the ktsira, and you're not allowed to harvest it before the ktsira. So why don't you just say the whole thing at once? To eat, and also before the harvest of the Eimer, and so it would work. Ella, Eimer, Seifa, Eimer. But we're referring to, so therefore what? We have to say that Avada, what we're talking about is the Isser of Achila is before the Hava. The Isser of Tzira is a different time. The Isser being before the harvest. But going into it, you mean Shrishu, kind of the Eimer. If it took root before the Eimer, before you brought the Eimer, the Eimer, however, Matira, the Tzabatir. My kind of the Eimer there, Rabbi Yaina Eimer, kind of Havas Eimer. It means if it took root before the bringing of the Eimer is Matir. Rabbi Yisrael, Zab the Eimer, kind of Tzira so Eimer. When does it have to take root? Before the Tzira so Eimer. If it took root, now what? If it took root before the Tzira of the Eimer, then the Eimer itself could be Matir. The Eimer, the bringing of the Eimer could be Matir. Blair of Elazar, the Rabbi Yeshia, the Dore, the Rabbi Yeshia of his generation. He was a Bedaira Lafukim, Rabbi Yeshia, a different Rabbi Yeshia who was a different generation. Don't sit down until you explain the Mishnah. How do you know that the criterion is, when is it? By the way, how long does it take for it to take root? We said 3 days. Because it says what is eligible to be brought for the Eimer. Aviv. Aviv means where it's right, Kali, like Rashi said, with Basit Kali Ba'esh, bin Aviv, Havei Ha'Eimer, bring it where it's, where it's ripe. That means that you bring the one that's ripe to be matter everything else that's not right. What's called not right? The cloud, the ink of the lava of it. And that's what the Eimer is matter. Something about Erechadami. But who said it means Hashrasha? The lava of it, maybe Eliel, the Isle Shlish. How do you know it goes all the way back? The things that are Hushrash. Maybe it means it has to grow, but not ripe. It's still a good, but it did grow a shlish. It has to be rye to be harvested with a sickle. Now, if it's grew a third, it is rye to be harvested with a sickle. Mashmati, then here we see what? The cloud dika of the lab, the lab acharmesh. Lab acharmesh, maybe in a chadami? But maybe it goes not all the way back to Ashrasha, the Ayla of Shachas. Maybe it grew only a little bit, the kind that you would use for Michael Behemoth, Shachas. Like Rashi over here comes and he says, Dimalab Bar Chemesh, Shali Ayelam Dukva Shachas, Mariah the Michael Behemoth. But Ashrasha is not going to be mutter. It's a stage later than that. Shachas. Maybe who said it goes all the way back to the case where it has Ashrasha even. Amar Yitzhak Kama. Labichlav the Labar Kama. Lainachanami. That has to have stalks where it's standing. How do you know? But Mashmah that there are those that are not standing. The Labar Kama. Maybe Anachanami. Only Yoyla Mangab. Something else. Agab, it's Rashi here, it says, Shigodla ma'at, lachem rashak yib, it's sad ho'inker. Then something grows, but it's beyond the stage of Ashrasha. It is something that pops up from the ground. Pardon me?
Called it bendable.
What's it called? Bendable. Oh, yeah, bendable. All right.
It's flexible.
All right. It's what?
Flexible.
Flexible. All right, I don't know. All right, you can say it like that. It comes out to the same thing. Elamash, so Zolta Gemara, Elamash Rava Asher Tizra, Mishasriya. The reason why it says it, because the Pusik says, Asher Tizra, Karka Kutzir, Bikurei Ma'asecha, what's it say? Bechaga Kutzir, Bikurei Ma'asecha, Asher Tizra Basada. From there we learn out Mishasriya. From there, Papa the Rabbi Yachi Afagat the Lo Ishrish Nabi. Maybe you don't even need that then, if you just planted it. Amalai Sudni, Bisodik Sin. Sudni. So it's an appellation. What? Well, that's one way. It's here, right? Beer manufactures beer, but it could be it's a term for tabut kach. The Rashi over here says both ways. Yeah. Zudi talmide chachamim al shem tzeda shem li reyav. Lishvachrina, because Rapapa, he was the Rabbi Shikraha, but can be the Sachim. And therefore, that's what it refers to. It was a beer manufacturer. And therefore, it says besodem, which means it has to have something take place, has to be in the fields. Merely zriya itself, that's not. You have maybe besodem zriya, maybe it's command the marach mikadla dama even. But it has to have be kavu on the field. So that already has to take a shrush. We even had yesterday. You remember the suffix that maybe it's called Kamad Maram Gama, maybe it has a din of Tauklins, maybe there's no din of Ainoba Karkos, maybe it doesn't have a din of Enishmain Ala Karkos.
Is that 3 days?
What?
Is it 3 days or even before that?
No. It'll have to be 3. If it all takes root, if it takes root from that, then the Yomer will be Mata, right?
So when was the
Yomer
planted,
Taka? When was it planted?
It says to be
off. No, it's planted any time, but it has to take root. If you're going to, huh?
Oh, you're not using last year's crop. I'm using something that's above it, but it has to.
Oh, you mean the thing that it's eligible to be brought? Oh, that don't have to be substantially before. It'll have to be substantially before. Before Pesach. Let's say you did it the 6 months before. Several months before. Yeah. Kaitrin, now what? Which ones do you bring? With the carbon however. Kaitrin, we're not allowed to be Kaitrin before the Eimer. But there are exceptions. Why? We're allowed to harvest the bad irrigated fields that are in the valleys. The reason is that it's not included in the Isser because you're not going to be able to bring it anyway, Minachadosh, from the Eimer. Avol and Rashi over here tells us why. If they should have seen it by here, the reason is a couple of reasons. If they should have seen the buyer, first of all, if you don't do it, you're not going to harvest it. It's going to get ruined. Beyond the rose, hey, they are mixed. Besides the fact that they're not good anyway to be brought for the Eimer, they're inferior barley grains where they grow that way, and you're not going to bring them anyway, so you can harvest them. Well, the first way, it's because by keeping them there, it's deleterious to them. They're gonna become nisik. You're gonna be mafsid them.
Right. He says
right. That's the reason he says. So right.
Overright.
Okay. All right. Kaitrim says shalchet shemal makim. By the way, you know, remember we had the gemara somebody cutting.
What did I do?
When you're allowed to do a kalabayit. You're allowed to do in Chalabayit. One of the things you're not allowed to do in Chalabayit is to gather wheat from the fields, to harvest wheat. Yeah. But barley you can. Because it's going to be a hezek. To the barley. Uh-huh. That's called, because to harvest barley is a dover of it. Remember one year we had, on Shavuos night, we learned Rus, the island. Says they came, and he came with Tchilas Ktir Chitim, and Nami and Rus came, they came with Tchilas Ktir Chitim, or Tezayin Nissen, says. So they were, what were they doing? Boyas. Everybody said, all the workers are all go harvesting fields. It was Chalamayin. How'd they do Malachas Chalamayin? That was that we talked about. He said, yeah, because it's a, was a barley field, a betchilas kitzir sa'irim. And that already was mutter. I mean, that's what we said. Remember, because everybody was talking about this. What was the pshat in the pasuk? And then Avi Gilson was sitting at the other end of the Beis Medrash, wasn't really a part of this shiur listening, but he happened to be learning my cotton. And he overheard what we were talking about. He jumps up and he comes and he says, what do you mean? Just learn this from the, he said for Chiddush Yaran, but even without the Chiddush Yaran, he says, what do you, he just was learning this over there. Call him you're allowed to borrow barley because barley has a hefset. Of there's going to be a davar of it. That's why when they came, it was mamish like the Ravid says sometimes it was a hair mamish, the ruach hakodesh in the Beis Medrash. It was like it was.
Oh, fear ruach kodesh.
What?
Because Ravid says, God, I fear ruach kodesh.
I fear ruach hakodesh in the Beis Medrash.
Yeah.
Mamish like that's what that happened over there. We had this problem. Everybody's saying svaras here, yeah, this. That was the beer at bar. All right. So what we had here in the Mishnah told us again, I'm a long goitchen, but you don't pour it into a pile. I'm a long goitchen. Ad she yerichai kaitzit meratzen chachamim. The ad she yerichai would be when harvest, the ad she yerichai would harvest Beratzen Chachamim. Prior, yeah. V'goitshin shalai beratzen Chachamim. V'lo b'ichum yadam, but they didn't make a macha. We'll see what this is. Kaitzer l'shachas. He's kaitzer where it only reaches the stage of shachas. Why was he, what does he want to do that? The answer does not entail harvesting for the sake of Michael Behemoth. Eichel Behema is where you don't wait till it grows rubbish stalks, like we had before. The number of Yehudaim Asim is Rachamaskel Achelohevi Shlish. It's all Bamakab where the Rehim Asai is, he comes to qualify it, that this member of the Tanakaba, Bamakab where you started before it grew a third. That's when it'll be Mutter. And Rab Shimon Eimer, Yitzer V'Yachil, you could do it and be Michael to Behemoth even after it grew a third. We have a separate machlokes of this. Also, the kinds of they had a tias. Let's say you want to harvest things that are growing there amongst saplings. It's deleterious for the trees when there are other stuff, other things that are growing there. So why are you doing it? You're not doing it to hard to eat. You're doing it to protect the lawn, right? The things where it's growing. That's not a problem of being kaitzer. Kaitzer is only the makom where the answer is where you're doing it for the sake of the davar niktzar. Lo yasai sub kriches, but don't make, even after you gather it.
That's
good. Huh? What? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Kaitzer mibdeh anati or mibdeh ha'avel. Let's say you're doing it, you need place. Let's say you need a place to sit, there's not enough room. So you want to be b'nei ha-rashi, say, she'en lehem akam pani le'shev. They're a chav, the baruch b'chasem, they have to play together, they would have to make b'mavarach. They need a place to sit down, or b'tol beis ha-menish, there's no makam for the talmidim to sit. So why are you doing it? Not to use the davar that was harvested. You're doing it only to provide place. That, those cases, it's mutter. But, lo yasai sa kriches. But to make them into bundles, once they're already gathered, that already you can't. Why not? Kriches, yeah, to maybe, because That's already extra, and also you might come to eat it, whatever. But therefore, they ask her to do that, even though the basic act of tziris you would be able to do. You leave it unbundled. Mitzvah soimer lekatchila is lava midakama. It's to bring it from upstanding stalks. Lo matzah. Yavim min ha'oimrim. You bring it from sheaves. Mitzvah soimer min halach. If you can. Lo matzah. If you can't bring it from the moist stuff. Yavi yavesh. You bring it even after it's dried out. Mitzvah soimer balayla. When do you do it? You have a mitzvah to do it the night of the 16th. What?
The big fanfare.
Yeah, with all the fanfare that we had at the very beginning of the parish. The pageantry, right. Very good. Nikzar b'yayim. Nikzar b'yayim is kosher. B'dechas HaShabbos. And if you did it b'yayim, it's kosher b'dechas HaShabbos. What does it mean? Did it b'yayim either one of two play times? You could have done it the night of the day of the 14th. Can't do it, obviously, the day of the 15th. It's Yom Tov. But you did it on the day of the 14th, or let's say you forgot or something happened, you weren't able to do it. Maybe it was a snowstorm or something. You weren't able to do it the night of the 16th. You had to wait till the day of the 16th. Could do it before, could do it afterwards, even if you did it behind. And you didn't do it this bad, that b'diavad is good. You're supposed to do it the night of the 16th. If you didn't do it then, you did it some other time, even beyond, it's okay. Yeah. Tanya, Rabbi Yavin, I'm a cousin, I'm a tzatzim, it's kitzira, v'amesim, it's aimer. Uktsiv, reishis, kitzir, chamel akayin. On the one hand, it says, tzatzim, it's kitzira, you bring it. And then it says, the very beginning, reishis, kitzir, chem, it goes, el akayin. Here, Rashi tells us, the Mashma Yachal Litzar Koinim Havasa Oimer Utsim Reishis Kitzircha the Mashma that it should be a Reishis for all other Kitziris. On the one hand it says Yachal Litzar Koinim, you could, even before the Oimer, you can harvest other things. But because it says where we're talking, all the only thing that it says is Mashmav says in Tzarta Meskitsira for this. You can do other things, but this, the one for this, you should be Kaitzer. Mashmav, the implication, you can have other things. But, you can't do, the other plusik says, it has to be the first harvesting. So, okay, Tzad. The Makayim Shata, maybe, from those places that are eligible, to be brought for the Eimer. In other words, not from the Amakim, from those places which are inferior. Iata Kaitzer, Bimakam She'iata, maybe. Those places that are not eligible to be brought. Ata Kaitzer, those you are able to.
Even before the coming of the
Eimer. Even before the coming of the Eimer. Ema, maybe it means, be min shata maybe yata kaitzer, min shi'iyata maybe yata kaitzer. Maybe it means a different kind of a min. Maybe, for example, a min that shuk ata kaitzer, you can bring for the Eimer. Barley. What about to be kaitzer chitin? What about to be kaitzer kusmin? Or something. Be min shata maybe. Something about that already you can't. Why? It says before, Rashis from Chala. Remember by Chala, it includes all the Chameshis Bidei Dagon. Here you should say the same thing. In the Havamid, it was, Yata Mevi Atakaitzer, Chitin, Kuzmich, Malshul, Mishipot, all those things. You see, it's also an interesting thing. That's right. See, it's an interesting thing. Based on what we were talking about, we want to know, would you be able to bring an Eimer from Shibol Shul or Shiput? After all, you have to bring it from Sa'irin. No? So this is a big Sa'irin. It is. It's subsumed under Se'irim. Like, but from over here, we say that it's not Se'irim. If you, according to the Havamina, the Nin She'iyata Mevi, that includes Shibol Shul B'Shipu. Therefore, what we were talking about, whether you can bring a carbon mincha from Kusman. We brought it right. You can't. That's the Rishalmi. But Leclerc, we have it over here also. See the way Rashi says, what would that allow? And then that you're not allowed to bring it. What would that allow you to do? The Yomer doesn't come from them. So you see, Befamish, that if Shibol Shul Meshipud would not qualify for Se'irim, that it's a Dover Pashit. L'chaira, that Havada and Kuzmin, you wouldn't be able to, wouldn't qualify for Chitin. This is in Chitin. The Torah tells you have to bring a Mincha from Chitin. Havada, you wouldn't be able to bring Kuzmin. Same way over here. What would be the Din? What is the Din? Now we wouldn't be required by us to have a Din Chamesh Saminim or not. You hear very well, it's not included in Chamesh Saminim. Like the way we said. Now, so here we have, I think what we're saying is a starker raya to this. Then what? Now what? Adshei Erichai, Kaitse Beratzen Chacham, Bekaitse Shalei Beratzen Chacham. What did the Adshei Erichai do? They did it under the auspices of the Yeprabater of the Chacham, but they were Gaidish. But they didn't make who's the one that said that it was all based on whether they made a macha or not a macha that we have? See, Rahman Shabbos Le Rashi says that the Lashon that we expressed, what the Anshei Richa, what they did, Chazal, as far as what the Anshei Richa did, like we learned, Mishlo Bichu B'yadam Chacham, who are the ones that said it's not based on Ratzon or not Ratzon? It's whether or not they made a Macha. What's an Afkamina? If you hold that they did not make a Macha, that means they didn't like it at all. They didn't like anything. But sometimes they decided to make a macha. Sometimes they did not make a macha, even though they were not enchanted by the whole idea. But Tanya, it's Rabbi Yehuda, the summer of Yehuda Ktsira, the Anshei Erichai, Beratzen Chachamim B'Havai. What do you mean, Tanya? Did he hold that the Ktsira of the Anshei Erichai, they did it, he was happy with that. But Tanya, Yishisha Dvar Masa Anshei Erichai. Shleisha Baratzen Chachamim. Shleisha Shalai Baratzen Chachamim. There were six things that they did. Some of them, three, the Rabbanim were happy with, the other they were not happy with. The Yelusha Baratzen Chachamim. What did they do? The Rabbanim, they were okay with it. They didn't bother them. First of all, they were makivin to call them kol hayoyim. On the day of Erev Pesach, they spent the day Erev Pesach grafting trees. Even though it's the day of Zisr Malacha. So what we're saying is, the makivin to call them kol hayoyim, this shalar bosa, the 14th day of this, because they held lab malacha chashubahi. It's not it's not a melacha chashuva. It didn't bother them. After chatzais. Yeah, after chatzais. Otherwise, it's only stop at a minig. Another thing is, the karchan ha-shema, the big machlokes of this, what this is, the karchan ha-shema, the Gemara tells us, they were not mafsik. Rashi, it takes one pshat. That the Gemara says in Pesachim, where it says, "V'lo yamapsikin litein revach bein teva l'teva." They did it quickly without being mafsik. There's different ways to learn what this is. Then, the Kaitzrin, one of them is, the Kaitzrin, the Knei Ha'aymer, the Ratzin Chachamim, it said they were Kaitzrin before the Ha'aymer with the Ratzin Chachamim. The Yelu, Shalom Ratzin Chachamim. Kaitzrin, the Knei Ha'aymer, they did that, and the Rabbanim were castigated them. Well, they were not okay with it. Also, Matir Gamzia Shel Hegdish, Shel Chrum, Shel Shikma, they went and they were matter. The shees that report that the belong to Hegdish. But these are Gidulim of the Hegdish, Gidulim of the trees, and they did not like that. Parts and pierces begin to say him. They also breached walls in their gardens and their orchards. Lahachal Nesher La'adim Shnei Batsiris, that their name should be able to have what to eat. B'shamosas V'yamim Taifim. They were Reb Meir. This is all Reb Meir. And on that, Amalei Rav Yehuda, no. Im Ratzon Chachamim Hei Maisim. If they were happy with the Anshei Rechai, then you, Kolada Maisim came. Then everybody should be able to do such a thing. And they're not. Rather, this whole group that you gave, Elei Levielu Shemloi Ratzon Chachamim. They didn't like any of it.
All six?
All six. The Ashleisha Bichu Biyaram. The Ashleisha Lo Bichu. They didn't like anything. But there were those that they had such a pain to on that it even was an impetus for them to go make a macha. The other ones they didn't like, but they let it go. Not just because you don't like something, they also mean you have to make a macha. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, you can ignore it. You don't like it. You're not happy with it. Because not everything you're unhappy with calls for a bacha.
Yeah, pick your battles.
Gotta pick your battles, right?
Gretchen is
the
better part.
Yeah, v'yelu, shalo bichu biyadam. The following, v'yelu, shalo bichu biyadam. Which are the ones that they did not make a bacha? Markivin, the kolim shkolayim, they weren't happy with it, but they did make a bacha. The kachar shema. And another thing they did not like, but they didn't call for a bacha. The kaitzim gushin livnei oimer. So what do we see from here, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that they didn't like that either? They didn't like that before. We said that they liked that. B'yelo shebichul b'yadam. The following things, however, they did make a bacha. Matiri gamzio shel hagdish shachrom shel shikma uparts and pirtus begin I say them bar nesayim kinei lachol neshen laniim shnei batzayris. And another thing is, v'noisted peya li'erek. They gave also vegetables, the peya, the yerokas are not chayiv in peya. That's not because they're perishable. In order to be chayiv in peya, it's not included in that. One of the criteria that we have in the Mishnah, for the Mishnah peya. U'micha b'yadam, though the time of shisha, shivu, shiva, aval. What is it? It's not a problem over here. It's seven. Elasami bikat zero. Ella what? It's not a problem because we can erase one of them. Which one will we erase? Zero, the one that we said, because according to him, what will happen? But zero is not included in this because maybe you can't say that Rishalai Baratzim. Kleitzel is shachas u'machol b'hemet. Now, what else did the Mishnah tell us? You're allowed to harvest. As long as you're not doing it to eat. So why are you doing it before the Eimer? Before the Ksira of the Eimer. You're allowed to do it for giving to Behemoth. If you're doing what? Shachas. Not if it grows a third of its growth. Not if it grows a third of its growth. But as long as it didn't grow a third of its growth, and you're doing it for the sake of Behemoth, there's no Issa Ksira. Tanan Asa V'yelu Mafsik in the Peya. The following things we have the Mishnah in Peya. That we want to know whether or not it's called one field or two fields. If there's a dover that's mafsik, in the field that you regard it as two fields and the two payas. Hadacha al mashlul is listed as a river going through the half the field. Or a pond. Or derech hayachid. Or a pathway. Or derech harabim, a highway. Ushvil harabim, ushvil hayachid. The pathway only. Hakavua bimas hachava bimas hakshabim. That splits up the field that it's called two fields. You get two payas. Vahabur vahadir vizera acher. Say it's left fallow. Or harvested. Plowed. Or a different product. The kaitzer v'shachas mafsik. And kaitzer v'shachas is mafsik. Never a mayor. You do it there for the sake of behemoth. It's a dummy that's mafsik. The two fields where there's a patch. Call it a patch in the middle where you're harvesting it only for behemoth. So it splits the field in two. And there are two chiyuvim of payin. That itself is not enough to make a chatzitza, a hefsek in the field, unless you plow it. When you plow it, that means you're regarding that patch as being independent of the other ones. Amar Rabba Machan Amar Rab Yechanin, Rabbeir Meshitas Rab Shimon Amra, the Amar Yitzar V'yachil, this Rebbeir holds that if you do it, even if it's did grow a third, it says even you can be do it and be michael it for behemoth even after shlish. You see, whenever it's done for shachas, it's not called a tzira. Therefore, over here, what we're saying over here, it's not called. So then what he says over here, that we have, Michelle Yachid, Kavua, Bahar, Bahadir, Zera Acher, Bekaitzer Lishachas, Mafsik. Now, he doesn't, where is Kaitzer Lishachas? Doesn't make any difference how high, how much it grew or not, because he held no matter what it was, even, it's always a Mafsik, it's not called the Ktsira, not called the Ktsira, Lav Ktsirahi. It's not because the issue of the serum. If you're doing it for the sake of behemoth. Here it says, let's say a locust ate it up. That's a part of olive or ants. These are things that happen naturally. He didn't plan on any of this. Everybody holds that if you're going to split it up in different fields, it'll only work when it's Farish Mafsik, or Farish Eno Mafsik. Hakol Baidim. Who's Hakol? Bad Rebbeir. Who is that? Because even Rebbeir that we have here who holds that he's more reluctant to be Matar over here it is. Yomar Bishlam Abatsisha Mishaloe Biashlish. The Bryce is speaking the Charash and the Charash Lo. Because without that, it's not going to be Mafsik. Bishay Bishlish, like we're saying. Elaiyam and Matsvisa Nabi. Bishay Bishlish. Hashta. Uba'ahasam diktsira. Amar Rabbeir Loishma. It's also not a Shem Tsira. Even where it was a Shlish. Hopefully, Kolshke, Navarit, it's not going to be called diktsira. Rabbeir Mashin is Rabbi Huda Amra. The Amar Emosai. Bisman Shehiskel. Achlohevi Shlish. I believe he's killed. Let's say you started the whole process beforehand, not Shemishlish, then it's us.
Even for animals.
Even if you do it for animals. Even the Shabbosleigh, the Rabbi Yudim, the Behemel, the Yodim, the Shabbosleigh, Tim Cain, Havalutlasa, Tanoi, Elkiyasa, Rabdimi, Omer, Rabbeir, Rabbeir, Mishinus, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbar, we'll have to be Babshin then with this. All right. Okay. Well, Matzashem will pick it up over here.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.